Alice born Mildred Amy Jordan, March the 1st, 1927, in Blairsville, Georgia. I was told that it snowed the night I was born. All my life, if it snows on or close to my birthday, it is called my snow. I was born in the Yunkin District in a house that run alongside of the Notley River. When I was somewhere around 2 years old, my dad bought a 72-acre farm in the Gumalog District. I had four siblings, Louise, Reed, Richard, and Elizabeth. I was the middle child. Louise and Reed were older than me. Richard and Elizabeth were younger. Louise and Reed didn't like for me to play with them. I always got in trouble. Once they were swinging across a branch on a grapevine. I tried it, and the vine slipped out of my hand right over the branch, and I fell in. Louise and Reed was afraid their mom would be mad if they brought me home wet, so they laid me out in the sun until my clothes dried. Richard and I played good together. On Richard's 6th birthday, I made him a rag doll. We named him Herbie. I have Herbie in my scrapbook to this day. Once Richard and I were talking what we should do with Herbie. Richard said, let's put him in the casket with the one that dies first. Richard died first. At his calling hours, I placed Herbie in his hands. Richard was cremated, and I didn't want Herbie to be cremated, so Herbie is still in my scrapbook. I also had three friends in our neighborhood I played with, Joyce and Genevieve Mashburn and Dorothy Hempel. I went to the Antioch Elementary School. My first school teacher was my Aunt Alice Mawney. My best friend was my first cousin Mary Mawney. Our school was located next to the Antioch Baptist Church and a cemetery. When there was a funeral, our teacher would take us to it. I remember once seeing a corpse that had a scarf tied under her chin and around her head to hold her mouth shut. Once, when there was a new grave dug in the cemetery, Mary and I wondered how it would feel to be down in the grave. So we jumped in. We no sooner hit the bottom until we were scrambling to get back out. That was a weird experience. I went to the Antioch Baptist Church. On Sunday night, we had BYPU. When they called the roll, we had to answer with a Bible verse. Jesus Wept was used a lot. I went to the Union County High School. I graduated in 1945. One of the highlights of my life was when I went to our 50th class reunion. Getting back to growing up on the farm, there was a lot of work to do. I wanted to learn how to milk a cow. It took me a week to learn how. After I learned how, it was my job. I had to do the milking before I went to school. My mom bought me a lantern so I wouldn't have to milk in the dark. I still have the lantern. I also help hoe corn, pull fodder, cut tops, chuck corn, saw wood, feed the chickens, gather the eggs. When I was 19 years old, I came to Canton, Ohio to live with my sister Louise and her husband George and son Dan. That's when I started dating Jack. I lived in Canton 9 months and worked at the Canton Laundry. Then I went back to Blairsville. North Carolina with my cousin Doris Tigg and Hazel McClure. I worked at the Vanderbilt Shirt Company, sewing pockets on men's shirts. Hazel and her husband left Asheville. Doris went to live at the YW. I wasn't making enough money to live at the Y, so I went back to Blairsville and sponged off my parents until Jack and I married January the 1st, 1950. That's it.